How many bank accounts do you really need? Keep listening and find out.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Hallow, the number one Catholic meditation app.
Ooh, what is that?
That is part of the music feature inside the Hallow app.
Music feature?
Yes, music. So I have been putting on the music when I've been homeschooling our oldest. And it's something that has been on in the background, and it's helped us concentrate on the homeschooling and entertained the littles who are slowly destroying our house while I'm getting the schooling done.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't listened to it too much, but I've poked around. I've seen it in there. There's a lot inside that app. Mm-hmm. And that music is cool. There's all sorts of different types of music to help you do different things or for different types of folks. You want something different to help them focus or meditate? There it is.
A little bit of background music to add peace and calm to your day. You can check it outside inside the Hallow app. You can head on over to hallow.com/walletwin for an extended 30-day free trial.
That's right. That's Hallow, hallow.com/walletwin for that trial. Or just, heck, click the link in the show notes.
Several years ago, I watched a YouTube video of another personal finance influencer recommending 7 bank accounts. And my brain nearly exploded, and my jaw was on the floor, and I could not handle this complex web of unnecessary, frustratingly complicated system of bank accounts.
Yeah, and but it was being touted as like this easy, simple, straightforward way of managing your money.
It was painted as easy peasy simple, but it was nothing but that.
It was crazy.
It was completely crazy, and you had to be these two people to understand their system.
It was 7.
7.
This is not an over-exaggeration.
This is not an exaggeration.
Not like 7 categories for your spending. Not 7 goals to have with your money.
7 separate bank accounts. 7 different logins. 7 different master owners.
7 different checkbooks. That would be 7. I mean, it's crazy.
I couldn't handle it. 7 different cards.
And it was this. All right, when you do this, then you need to transfer the money from this one into that
to
one.
You get paid, you split it up.
That's 7 transfers. You need to go buy this. Well, now you either need to spend from the right one or transfer it into what you have. So then you can go to this.
Okay.
So quick answer. It's not 7.
It's not 7. It's not 7. We are going to tell you how many bank accounts you actually need, and why. More importantly, why.
Let's start counting them. What's the first bank account you need?
You need a checking account.
Even if you never write a check, it's still called a checking account.
I know. Is it ever going to change? Your debit account? Nobody.
A what an account? I guess I'll check on my money. Yes, a checking account. I mean, depending on the bank, you probably get a checkbook when you open it up.
This is the account where you are going to be getting paid. This is the account where you're going to be spending money.
Yes.
You know, money's going to come in, your paycheck. Now you're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to swipe your debit card. You're going to fill up the car with gas. Use your debit card. Mm-hmm. Money comes into it. Money goes out of it. It's kind of your everyday spending.
Yes, this is the bank account.
When
you're budgeting, I'd say with our budgeting, right, almost everything, every budget category in YNAB, all that money is housed in the checking account.
Yes.
Except for what we're going to talk about next.
Except.
But the checking account, I mean, that's the basic bank account. That's what you're going to need.
Yep.
Nothing fancy.
The place you got to start.
Bingo bango.
Now, the second account that you need is a savings account.
Savings account. What is that one for?
This is for savings.
Oh, interesting.
And okay, so the first thing that you need a savings account for, let's say you're at the very start of your personal financial journey and you're just trying to get that starter rainy day fund established. You've got to open up a separate savings account outside of your everyday checking account because you need to protect that money and you need to get a layer of distance between you and that money. While in theory it could live in that checking account, again, it's just that emotional, mental distance of it going to this other account that is dedicated for emergencies. It's just going to help protect it a little bit better.
And I'd say it's kind of emotional. It's kind of mental distance because it's in your bank. It's in your bank. Usually you'd keep these at the same bank.
Typically,
but
you don't
there's
have
even
to.
A little bit of practical distance because if it's all in your checking account, you're looking at it in, let's say, YNAB, your budgeting
you
software.
You need a budget.
If you're in there and you go, oh, well, I want a little bit more money for entertainment this month. I want to do that thing or I need a little bit more on groceries or the, whatever it was. It's really easy. You just beep, 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 beep. You just
reallocate.
Change the numbers a little bit. Boom.
And you've eaten
up. You've just snuck in and stolen a cookie from the rainy days fund.
Exactly. So
but
it's
if
nice
you had it somewhere
distance.
Else, even at the same bank, you would have to log on to the bank website, transfer those $20 to go do your thing. And that's just
you're
a practical step that's going to help keep you from raiding the cookie jar.
Yep. And so, and oftentimes in our day of high yield checking and savings accounts, they're not that high yield, but typically a savings account is going to get you a little bit more interest than your everyday checking. That savings account, it's primarily going to be for your starter rainy day fund initially. Then when you round out that full rainy day fund later on, that's where it's going to live. And then if you have any long-term savings goals, you know, we talk about piggy banks inside our Wallet Win Academy. We're not going to break those down here in this episode, but essentially, you're setting aside money on a regular basis to save up for things that you're going to need to replace. A vehicle, maybe a vacation. These aren't things that you do on a monthly basis, but you want money to be building up before you go and purchase them. Otherwise, you're that person who's going to go on vacation and put it all on a credit card, and then it's going to come back and haunt you after you come home.
Yep. So those
we don't advocate
banks,
for
essentially,
that.
Those are just, you're going to keep them in your checking account. Their budget categories that just build up over time. And because you're keeping track of them in your budget, you just have them live in your checking account ready for when
there.
You need it.
But you could.
You could.
Again, this is just
it's
six of
you,
one, though. Half a dozen of another. It comes down to your personality. You could take those longer term. I mean, that's why I say longer term, John, like a car or
yes,
a vacation.
Or a down payment.
You know, you're, if you're just saving up and paying your car insurance twice a year, I wouldn't define that as long term.
No.
You're saving up 6 months and boom, you're going to pay the bill. I'm talking about these longer term things, down payment, car, vacation. You might tuck those aside and put them with that full rainy day fund.
Again,
you're getting a little more interest over there,
a
too.
A little bit more interest over that long term, a little bit more protection so you're not kicking yourself or stealing from yourself and your future self for those goals you're trying to get to. That can help by putting them there. But again, it's what works best for you. And really, by keeping a lot of those things in the checking account and just keeping track of it, you're not having to jump through all those hoops of transferring the money even from one account to the other at the same bank.
Yes. And when I heard that initial story of the seven bank accounts, what it told me was that they do not have good budgeting software.
They might not even have a budget. They're bank balance budgeting, which means when you want to buy something, you look at the bank balance and see if you can afford it.
Or they're doing a paper budget, or they're, you know, they're not really using a solid budgeting software that's going to organize their money for them.
Yes.
This is why we advocate for YNAB. You need a budget all the time.
Yes.
They are the Cadillac of budgeting softwares out there. You can go to walletwin.com/YNAB and you can get started over there. And There's a little bit of a cost associated, but honest to goodness, the money you will save by using them and getting organized with your money, it pays back in dividends for their services. So we cannot recommend them highly enough. And why we love them is because they're helping you stay organized in this respect. So, okay, I know if I logged into my bank, let's say, and I looked and I saw $24,316 in savings. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't have an organized budget software, you're going to look at that and be like, what's that for again? Mm-hmm. Is some of that car money? Is some of that vacation? Like, wait, what's the emergency amount? And you're just going to be left guessing. But we can log into YNAB and we have a category in our budget dedicated to piggy banks and emergency savings. Mm-hmm. And so right then and there, it tells me what that account, where the money belongs. Mm-hmm. So I know right there, YNAB has it all organized for me. I'm not having to do math every month. I'm not having to create some Excel spreadsheet. I'm not having to bust out a piece of paper and write equations. Mm-hmm. Nope. It's doing it for me. And the reason, this is now why, let's talk about the reason behind the two bank accounts. So, we did one, checking, two, savings.
What's number three? Oh, wait, there is no number
three. There's no number three.
Just two. You only need two. I mean, this idea of needing all these extra accounts comes from, let's do a little analogy here. You know I love those, and it's not even food.
Oh,
it's clothes.
Wow.
Let's say all you have ever done is you just pick up all your clothes out of the dryer and you just shove them in the dresser wherever they go.
Hmm.
And you're sick and tired of that. You can never find what you've got. You don't know what you have available. Do I have five pairs of underwear or no pairs of underwear? I don't know until I try to go put on underwear. So you think, I got it. I'll organize this. I'll buy seven dressers. And then I'll have an underwear dresser, and I'll have a shirts dresser, and I'll have a pants dresser. And I'll just shove my money into my clothes into those based on those ideas, those categories. When all you needed to do was have an underwear drawer.
Right. Get more organized
with
what you already
have. Have a pants drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just organize, and you have a plan and a system for the one thing you're using. Because now I don't need to run from dresser to dresser to dresser across probably multiple rooms because it's not even going to fit. To get dressed in the morning, I know where to go. I've got one dresser. I've got one checking account that's well organized.
And this is applicable to you if you are single, if you're engaged, and then especially if you're married.
Absolutely.
We're not recommending separate accounts.
Nope, not his
joint checking, her checking, joint saving.
You have a checking account together.
Now, the one circumstance where you might have additional bank accounts beyond the two would be if you're a business owner.
Well, then you've got a whole business bank.
And then
account. You've
got a business savings and a business checking.
But that's okay. Business is a whole other entity.
It's not your family budget.
Exactly.
Right. So when we're talking family finances, it's your everyday savings and checking, and that's all you need. And you need a solid budgeting software system to help you organize that. And the reason, we can dive into the reasoning.
Do it.
The reasoning behind all of this.
Keep it simple, stupid, KISS.
The KISS principle. Oh, I was going to say the nice version, but is it keep it simple, Sally, or something?
Stupid. You got it. It's straight to the point. Simple.
The human tendency to want to overcomplicate. Ugh. It is so frustrating. You know, we catch ourselves doing it sometimes, Jonathan and I, but we've trained ourselves now to almost recognize it in the moment of like, whoa, we're overcomplicating, move forward. Just make a choice and go. Or trim the fat, keep it simple, go forward. We've trained ourselves to recognize when we are creating redundancies and overcomplexing, that's not even a word, but y'all get me. Overcomplicating a situation, and you'll do it, John, in some ways, and I'll do it in completely different ones. Uh-huh. But I think we've both kind of gotten to the place of respecting when the other person is expressing a desire to see us keep it simpler.
Yes.
And adjusting to that. But reason around doing this for your finances is personal finance tends to be a topic that can be painful and emotional and frustrating. And most people out there wouldn't say they're a numbers person. Mm. But at the end of the day, we can all be in a healthy, good relationship with our money.
Absolutely.
But there are gonna be people that simplicity is going to be their friend because they're just never going to love talking numbers. Mm-hmm. And the simpler you can keep it, the better. The more likely you are to follow through. And the more you follow through, the more results you get. You're getting out of debt. You're getting the emergency savings established. You're getting those cash savings ready for that next new-to-you vehicle. You're paying cash for the vacation. And if you overcomplicate it, you risk giving up before you've even got started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real danger here.
Yes, we want you to make progress. And if you can do it simply, that's what's going to happen, right? I don't know if I'm using this term right, if it's the right one, but I think it's Occam's razor. Perhaps that's what this is the name for this thing. But the simplest solution, the simplest explanation for something is probably the right one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to figure out, there's the cookies are missing. Did someone break into the house without a trace, sneak across the room, placate the dog for 5 minutes while they ate all my cookies and then left? No.
Or did the toddler sneak up and eat the cookie when
exactly.
I wasn't looking?
Exactly. That's the easiest, simplest solution and probably the right one. So when it comes to your finances, the simplest solution to managing them is probably the right one. A checking account and a savings account.
With a solid budget organizational tool.
Yeah, just keep them.
That's
it. Keep them organized and keep them working for you. So again, we've been talking a ton about YNAB. We love it. We've used it for years.
Always plan on using it.
YNAB, YNAB. We'll get you hooked up there. And again, we're talking about this kind of a system, right? Budgeting, having an idea of what's going on with your money is part of what we call the wallet win method.
Mm-hmm.
The simple, again, that's what we're all about
simple,
here.
Straightforward, paint-by-numbers approach to winning with money.
Bingo, bango. And we outline all of that in a free training that we have at walletwin.com/free-training. You can click that link in the show notes. It'll take you right there and walk you through that system that's simple to do, simple to use, and
simple,
gets you some
straightforward,
wins.
Straightforward, gets you the results every time. You'll also hear the stories about several students who have used the method
mm-hmm.
and the results that they've gotten.
Yep.
So head on over there, walletwin.com/free-training. Grab your seat now. And until next time, y'all, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.